Yes. And I tell you what is great about a Monday. Monday night, when you turn on the television at 8:40, just after Celebrity MasterChef, and you see Tom Gleisner. Have you been paying attention? It's the last ep tonight for the year.
Are you back on?
No, no, I did last week.
Oh, no carryover no, chance.
Mate, you won, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Thank you
did
very much.
Did you try too hard
that.
And they said, nah. Ed Cavalier would have gone,
no,
nah.
Usually,
I usually win.
I don't know whether you watch the show, but
no, I don't.
The guests change weekly. So if you were in a back-to-back episode, I would say they'd made a mistake. So, no.
You were the funniest last week.
I haven't been.
Brilliant.
Hey, he's here, Tommy.
Fief, how you doing?
Good. Sorry, Tom. You just missed the bit where Fev was saying I must have done something wrong because I'm not back on this week. And
Hurry
I was trying to explain how the show works.
it does not work like that. It does not. You were so hard to get just to get you in the one room at the time is extraordinary.
No. And it was it's the best fun I have on television, Tom. It is that much fun. And tonight, what a lineup for the last ep. Kitty, Celia, Marty,
Pang?
Ed and Sam. Yes, Pang's there every
Pang's
week.
There.
And you, big episode. Is it?
Yes, it's our big. Well, it's our finale. We're sort of packing up the chairs as we leave. It's like the last day at school, you know, when you just got to clean out your locker and watch an old video. So we're a bit excited.
What's a rat party like, Tom? For a, have you been paying attention? What sort of frivolities?
Content for next year?
In pre-COVID times, it was just a bacchanalian orgy. It was amazing. You won't believe what the audio department get up to.
Jeez, I'd love to come on the show next year, Tom. just one spot.
But sadly, it's just this year, it's just us standing around with face masks, socially distancing. So it doesn't quite have the same excitement.
I know, it's strange, isn't it? I'm still getting my head around, just even on the weekend, I ventured out, Tom, and I literally haven't. As you know, I haven't really been out of the house for 18 months and I went to a restaurant. I still don't know with the masks. On, off, where are they on? Where
yes.
are they off?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Fev and Nick, you'd have this thing. It's the handshake. Like, it's,
yeah.
What are you?
I'm a cuddler too.
I end up kind of hip and shouldering someone. You know,
the old Gleisner shirt front.
It started as like an elbow bump, but then I changed my mind and I thought, oh, that's rude. Before I know it, I've kind of, clocked them. So, yeah, it's awkward.
We had the Prime Minister come in last week, Tom. There might be a few questions about him tonight because he's been in the news a lot this week.
He
was straight in for the handshake. So if it's good for him, I think it's good for anyone. Yeah, I wasn't quite sure, but I was straight in and he went straight in. So handshakes it is, I think.
Okay, well, he's set the tone.
He
does. Let's go for it. Yeah. Done.
Are you an out-and-about person, Tom, or you're a bit more like Fee and Fev? They seem to be a little bit more, let's see how this thing plays out, even though things are open.
Yeah, no, look, I'm taking it one sort of one what outbreak at a time. It's just, I don't want to do the, remember, we saw in the UK, remember it was Freedom Day and it all opened up and everyone was, and then it kind of went just a little pear-shaped. So I'm happy to kind of take it slowly.
Now, is it true that Ed Cavalier, who's part of our network here, did call you and say, we don't want Fee on again because I'm supposed to win?
Look, Fifi is a joy. Her only problem is she's a little too informed. I mean, there's a very low bar we set on the show, and Phoebe kind of sticked over it a bit.
She doesn't quite understand.
Triple school captain.
She's a debate winner. She's
trying to get on that tin turn walk.
Walk of shame.
There's a tin turn avenue of excellence. I can't get on it, Tom.
You do get competitive, Phoebe. I do not like early on. You're just happy to go with the flow, but I reckon by about segment four, you are hunched over that buzzer.
She really hovers over the buzzer. Hovers.
Well, Tom, can we put something to rest here? In, I guess, a hypothetical that we've had, Fev, Nick and myself, who would do better on the show out of the three of us, if three of us were sitting there?
Well, I've been on twice and I think I came last both times.
Well,
I think you're back-to-back, Boxy. The last two times you've been on it, you've won.
Won a couple.
And I've never been invited.
Tom, would you have any questions handy just to see who the most competitive member of this team is?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Cool. Tonight we're looking back at the entire year, so why don't we try a little bit of a tasting plate with you?
Have you been paying attention? And now, the man with the cards.
Woo! Woo-hoo!
That's copyright, but all right, we'll move on. This use your names as buzzers, and let's dive into it. And on a somber note, back in April, of course, Prince Philip passed away. What was the official cause of death?
Fev. Really old.
You know what? Yes, old age. That's
old age, it was. After the autopsy.
Well,
took a while for that to come out too.
It's an ongoing process. Well done, Fev. All right. a Sydney limo driver. Why was that phrase now in use?
Nick.
Oh, wow. Nick, I think Nick might have got in.
Well, he was the one that kicked off the biggest outbreak around Australia. Oh, this is why Fev isn't on. He's trying to bash me. He's separated our anchor. Josiah's holding him back.
Wow.
He's just thrown a water at me.
Gosh.
Who got in first, Tom? Was it Fev or Nick?
I'm gonna say it's 1 point Fev, 1 point Nick. Fifi, can you test your buzzer, please?
Yes, Fifi.
Now I'm in
all
trouble.
Good, all right.
Because I've got them both rattled.
The Wiggles announced a major change to their lineup.
Nick.
Fifi, oohs. It's not quite what we need. All right. I'll take none. I reckon Fifi's gonna. Oh, Fifi, wow. What was the major
change? Well, it depends, Tom, because there were two major announcements. There was the fruit salad announcement where lots of people have been added to the Wiggles lineup. And then there was the announcement that Emma's going, so I should get extra points for two correct answers.
You should get minus one for being sad.
Fifi, extra points for both answers.
Oh, yes!
But minus 10 for being a smart ass. All right.
Fev is legitimately upset.
Fev's not playing anymore, Tom.
I know why he's not on top. This is, he's shattered.
Fev, this is in your wheelhouse. So hands on your buzzer.
On.
Two Melbourne-based footy fans ended up in jail in Perth for doing what?
Fev's actually, he's cracked it.
He's annoyed that we
he's
let
really
you
cracked
get
it.
In.
No, that's
and
fine. I don't know the answer.
They're actually his mates. They're your mates.
Fev knows them.
There was more than two. I'll give you the tip, Tom. There was about five.
What did the two do, Fev?
They crossed borders and went to the football when they shouldn't have.
Yes, they may have breached a few borders.
There's one went via the Northern Territory, and then there was another group who were my mates went via South Australia and got caught at the airport, and they're in jail at the moment. Got 3 months. There you go.
Well, that's their fault. Did you see their hire car, Tom?
No, I didn't.
It was
an
Audi. Yeah,
if you don't want to give up the fact that you're from Melbourne, don't hire a black Audi A4 in Perth. We know where you're from.
Instead of a van.
Probably wise. All right, I'm going to call this the tiebreaker.
Oh, okay.
Because I've lost all track of scores.
I'm two, Fifi's two, and Nick's one.
Wow, Nick, sit this one out. ABBA shocked fans by doing what for the first time in 40 years?
They've reunited.
Yes.
Technically, they released a new album.
Fifi, you've been a smart ass.
Minus 10. Anyway,
Fee's
well
ended
done.
Up on minus 18.
I know.
Can't wait for tonight. I might make a guest appearance after that.
I know.
You never know. Very good skills.
Oh, Tom, it's such a pleasure always having you on. And this is a big night. We can't wait to see it. Marty, Kitty, Celia, Sam, and Ed.
Marty's good. He's good on that show.
They're all
funny.
Everyone's good. And
it's,
we love
it's huge. It's a huge night. First time Celia and Kitty have been on the same show together.
Ooh.
So it's all sorts of records tumbling this evening.
Yes, 8:40, Channel 10. Bye, Tom. Have a fun night tonight.
Thank you, Phoebe. Bye, Phoebe. Bye, Nick.